We all love when we get a delivery, don't we? When what we ordered from Amazon or DoorDash shows up, oh yeah, it's going to be a good day. But the truth is, not every delivery is a happy time. You know those times, right? The utility bill shows up, you get your credit card statement. There's another time of delivery, which brings all of what I just referred to into one moment in time that was prophesied about and will last forever. That's the deliverance that comes through Jesus at the cross. For that deliverance to come to us, Jesus first had to be delivered to those who rejected him, which is why it's really wasting time when someone wonders aloud what it would have been like if Jesus wasn't put to death. It's being ignorant of his purpose here on earth when someone like a Lauren Boebert declares that if Jesus and his disciples had AR-15s, that Jesus wouldn't have been crucified. Jesus, with his own words, gives the greatest of all delivery notices. This is in Matthew chapter 20, verse 18. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. This is why when Jesus says, it is finished, he means that the delivery has been made. And without a doubt, a five-star delivery for what his deliverance offers us, which we read about in Romans chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us it shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Paul gives us additional insight in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. When we pay for something and expect delivery, we call that having faith that it's going to show up. Why then should we have doubt about what we're worthy of receiving through our faith when the price has been paid by Jesus? Here's what we read in James chapter 2, verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? Just as it is with deliveries, not every moment is an easy time. When those challenging times come about, our strength can be fed by 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. We wait for our deliveries to arrive. Isn't that the truth? This is how we live the words of Romans chapter 8, verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. There are times when we are asked to confirm something about ourselves for a delivery to be completed through our faith and the deliverance that we receive from Jesus. Even in rough times, the delivery will not be denied to us. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. For delivery to go the way you want, there will be instructions that you have to follow if you want to see your delivery. For our deliverance, John chapter 3, verse 36 teaches us, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Of course, a delivery can get lost. When that happens, you turn to your local postmaster. If someone is lost, they can turn to our Master, Jesus, who declares in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is why faith in our deliverance should always be a shared experience, that we build one another up, counsel each other, give strength to those around us, prevents our delivery from winding up in the dead letter office, described in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.